Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Interim Pella Police Chief Lieutenant Dave Buechelman.
Lieutenant Buechelman, thank you so much for taking some time today and joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Halloween's coming up, and of course, we want to make sure that as kids are out there in their costumes and they're having a lot of fun, that they're also staying safe. And there are a lot of things to think about along those areas. And I guess first what we'd like to talk about is simply just as with kids out there, thinking about kids walking in groups, walking alone, walking with parents door-to-door, looking for those great treats. What are some of those basic tips to have in mind for kids of different ages as they're out there on trick-or-treat?
Well, as you know, Beggar's Night is coming up on the 31st. Mm-hmm. And we just want to make sure that everyone has a safe time, everyone acts responsibly, and just enjoy the day. The best way that we feel they can do that is if the parents are responsible, the parents are involved in one way or the other. Either they accompany their children, or they make sure that the children go out with a responsible person, be it an older sibling or neighbor. It's always good to be in groups of people, just for a safety factor. And I just think it'd just be more enjoyable for everyone.
Certainly. And I know that that officers will be out on Beggar's Night as well. And are there going to be any things that officers are looking for specifically when they're on patrol or just kind of keeping an eye on things?
We'll have a full staff on Beggar's Night as well as some more supervisors working. And we'll be on patrol during that time. It's Beggar's Night, so everything looks a little unusual. But we'll just be looking for anything unreasonable, if there's any signs of distress or any way we can help or assist someone, we'll gladly do that. And if people need any assistance, just feel free to flag us down or call us for help.
Okay. And so as kids are making their way throughout the neighborhoods, I have to assume that one of the big things that we'd like to stress is being familiar with where you're going on that evening.
Correct. I think personally, for my own kids, I like to know where they're going, their routes, if at all possible, and also know what time they expect to be home.
So, yeah, you spoke about sending your kids out on these adventures, and what are some of the ground rules that Lieutenant Buechelman lays out?
For my kids, as I said, I want them to go with someone responsible. They need to be all together. I like their costumes to be visible. I want them to enjoy the night, but also be seen by other motorists and other people. I like to know the route, where they're going roughly, if I can, and also just know what time to expect them home.
Yeah, so just keeping those lines of communication open so that everybody knows where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be there.
Correct. I feel my kids will feel safer knowing that someone else is caring for them, and I'll feel safer too knowing where they're going to be at that night.
And aside from just kids on the sidewalk and walking through the streets going door to door, motorists, of course, are still going to be out that evening, and what are some things that motorists need to be paying attention to help keep everything safe?
As we said, I think kids have responsibility to have reflective costumes, and motorists have responsibility to watch out for the kids. And that will help them out very much if the kids are easily visible. I think people driving down the streets or pulling into the driveways just need to be careful of kids walking down the sidewalks. Kids are very excited that time of year, so they might be darting in and out of cars, crossing the streets probably where they should not be crossing. And that's where parents need to be responsible, and also make sure that everyone is going about it as safely as possible just to get home that evening. Watch out for kids maybe not crossing in the crosswalks, maybe darting across driveways, especially motorists pulling in and out of their homes.
So just everyone kind of contributing their due diligence to make sure that we have a safe fun time.
Yep, you said it very well.
So that kind of takes care of the fun stuff outdoors, but then when we get home, there's other safety things to consider, too. When we get home, we start going through all those delicious treats. Just a quick inspection to make sure everything looks good on those treats?
I think you said the correct thing. Just look at stuff, just make sure everything looks the way it's supposed to be presented at the store when you buy it and hasn't been tampered with in any way.
And certainly, as we talked about before, making sure that you know where your kids have been that evening sort of helps in that process?
I believe so. Pella is a fairly small community, and we have a comfort factor with each other, but yet we can't get too comfortable with that also. And our kids are our main priority, and so it's up to us to make sure that they enjoy the day fully.
And I come from a place where some of the older kids like to have a little bit of fun around holidays like this. And,
correct.
And just sort of historically, is that anything that goes on in Pella? There's some pranks, toilet papering, anything fun like that?
Some years we see more of that type of activity than other years, and then we just handle it as we see fit.
Certainly. So. So nothing that we're always on the lookout for, but certainly a possibility to keep things interesting for you guys on patrol.
Correct. And the main thing is we're not trying to come down hard on people. We just want to see the whole process go as well as possible, because we want to continue doing it from year to year.
And it's something that I feel like has seen a lot of success over the years, and something that everybody has a lot of fun with, and to keep it safe contributes to that.
Right. I applaud some of the churches in town and other organizations that set up a special event. You know, they might do something from their cars in the parking lot, or the Paul Christian Grade School, they do an event also. And I think the main focus is knowing that kids will be out, parents will be out, and just making sure that everybody has a good time.
All right, great. Well, Lieutenant Buechelman, thank you so much for sharing some of these great safety tips with us and helping to keep everybody safe and to have a lot of fun on Halloween.
All right, you enjoy it.
Again, that was our guest, Interim Pella Police Chief Lieutenant Dave Buechelman, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.